Hey everybody, welcome to the latest episode of Coping with COVID. This one's entitled Coping with COVID by using Where's Wally. A strange title you might think, but this one's all about someone from my village. So I live in a small place in Lincolnshire in the UK, and I came across the local Facebook group, and in there one of the guys was posting about something called Where's Wally. What he's been doing is hiding this Wally character around the village. Something he's made. And then posting a few riddles and different things to try and find it. It's been really good. It's helped the children in the village. And obviously lots of mums and dads and people get involved, get out. And do something fun. The village have really loved it, and he's gone to the local press about this lovely work. He talks to us about what was involved with it, and also what he's now doing as well. In this one we feature Jason Sperring, and he was also done in partnership with his partner Emma Bradley. So two lovely young people from the village. I hope you commend them for their efforts. It's really nice to bring you some positive news during this pandemic, and I hope I can find more things like this for you. You will be able to see some extra content on the website where I'm going to feature some of the pictures of people finding Wally. So please do check out the website. And if you want to get involved, please do drop, obviously, Jason a message in the group. And there's a link there to the local press article. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy this one. It's a nice and short one. And look forward to seeing you again soon. And welcome with me today is Jason Sperring. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, how are you?
I am. Thank you so much for spending a bit of time with me. I do appreciate it.
It's all right.
So Jason is well known for his Where's Wally, or should I say I didn't know who you were. I only saw these posts on the local Facebook group.
Yeah, on the Sturton page.
Yeah, so this is a nice little thing Jason's been doing for our local community. It's been getting around now. I mean, tell us, you know, we've just been talking about where he's been in the local social media and press. Just tell us how that happened then, Jason.
So initially, Emma first drew Wally, and it was really good. The red Wally, that is. I've drawn the blue one, but I thought it was really good. So what I did was I got in touch with the Link and I, with a photo of Emma and Wally, to try and embarrass Emma.
Okay.
And that's how I come about with the Link and I. With the radio, we actually got... nominated to go to be on the radio, and they wanted to speak to us about Where's Wally basically and what we were doing with him.
That's really cool. Is that something you've seen through like the books and things like that then yourself?
Yeah, so we obviously when I was growing up Where's Wally was, you know, it was a big thing. So we thought of the idea, actually. We saw on Facebook it was a meme, and it had Where's Wally in 2020, and it was just Where's Wally stood on his own in the picture. And that's where we got the idea from, really. Yeah.
No, that's really cool. So obviously COVID came out of the blue, and this was something you thought of. It was early on, wasn't it, you were saying?
Yeah, it's about a fortnight into it, yeah.
Okay, that's a good bit of creativity so far, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially with so many people being struggling. Has it affected you in any way then? Have you been at home or are you still been working?
No, I'm still working, yeah.
Okay. So it's just a thing you thought of doing for the kids or people, or what was your thinking
just for
there?
The community, really. I mean, we initially thought, oh yeah, it'd be great for kids, but there's been a lot of feedback from adults and even the elderly who have said, You know, we've enjoyed following it on the page, you know, even if you can't go out. We've had a lot of feedback from adults saying they've been going out and looking for him themselves. So I don't think it's just children that have been enjoying working out the riddles, you know. We're all big kids at heart, really, aren't we?
God, yes. That's definitely true. That's cool. So has it always been a case of just finding, like, so what's it made of?
It's made of wood, just plywood.
It is wood, plywood, okay. So it's a case of finding it, and then was it taking a picture of it?
Yeah, so if they wanted, it was really what they want to do with it. So we never set out anything, any rules or whatever is you found Wally. We started hiding it in high up places, so people couldn't touch it initially, spread of bacteria and that. And then we realised actually people are quite sensible and it's not too bad, and we can sanitise it regularly, which we did. So we put it a bit lower down and it made for a lot better photographs, you know, people taking photos of them finding Wally, made for nicer photographs and nicer memories for people then. So yeah, just mixed it up a bit.
Yeah, that's cool. So what time of the day do you do this without giving anything away?
Well, we were hiding Wally, it was between sort of any time from 8 o'clock really onwards, trying to find somewhere where nobody was about. There was a street we went to two nights in a row when there was people stood about, and yeah, we went to find another place that, you know, didn't have anyone because we didn't want to get rumbled too much. We tried to be as stealthy as we could because we never wanted anyone to see. We did get rumbled on Queensway by a little lad hanging out his window going, "What are you doing?" But that was early on. And then we did get rumbled again the next night, actually. It was the night after that. And we were climbing up a tree. I had my ladder with me, and it was climbing up to put him in a tree. And someone stopped and they says, "Are you all right?" And I says, yeah, we're all right, yeah. "I was wondering if you lost your cat or something," he says. So I says, no. I says, "You all right? We're all right, you know." And I didn't want to give anything away, so I didn't really say what we were doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I get a message the next day. We hid it down near Grey Fox. I got a message, "Oh, can you ring me?" So I rang this number, and it was the owner of Grey Fox. He'd had a phone call at 10:30. It was about 10:30 the night before. And they'd had a phone call from someone saying, "We think there might be someone trying to break in." Now, why we'd break in over the hedge, I don't know, but there we go. That's just part of the fun.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? It's a nice little memory, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And it's for them. I mean, they said to me, "Can you tell people that Wally isn't down our drive?" It says, because, you know, there's people walking down the drive, and the owner at the time says, she asked them what they were doing, and they says, "Well, we're looking for Wally."
Which could mean anything, couldn't it? It could mean some old bloke or a granddad,
Walter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's really nice. It's funny that these little things happen when we're doing things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's it.
Oh, that's good. So you've been managing to hide it. So did anyone know you personally were the person behind it, sort of thing, then?
Not first. We had a VE party a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And a couple of neighbours did. I mean, there was the night where we hid it on our street, and it was literally at the end of our driveway, up a lamppost, and that was it. Right. And our neighbours saw him then, and saw us halfway up a lamppost, just gave him a wave, and off we went again, you know. But yeah, they probably thought, "What on earth are they doing?" But I think that's probably when they sort of found out. But yeah, we tried to keep it quiet as best we could. We've not lived here that long. We've only been here a couple of years.
Right.
Well, coming up for the second year, yeah.
Yeah. Because, of course, if you start posting stuff, it's going to be pretty obvious who you are in that sense, isn't it?
But we wasn't too bothered about people finding out it was us hiding Wally as such. It was more the fact that we didn't want to be seen whilst hiding him. It was more, especially when parents have got little ones out and things like that, because it makes it more magical for the children if he's just there the next morning when they wake up.
Exactly. I think mine were just they're a bit too old, a little bit older in that sense. They're 8 and 9, so not quite. There's some magical there, thank God. It's slowly changing, shall we say?
I know what you mean.
That's really cool. So, how many nights have you done it for now, then?
So we finished yesterday. It was 50. 50 days.
50, okay.
Yeah. And he got caught, and there was a little video showing him, showing everyone that he got caught. And then obviously today we started finding Nemo.
Okay. So are you doing the similar sort of thing, hiding that around the village?
Yeah, similar sort of thing, except we're not posting riddles online every day now. We found it took a lot of work trying to work out the riddles. We could be sat around for a good hour or two sometimes trying to, you know, when I was on night shift, we'd be pinging back over text message to me and my partner, and we'd be pinging back different riddles and then trying to fix it so it worked. And some nights it could be a bit of a pain, and then you know, so it wasn't like we wanted to end Wally. It's going on for 50 days. I was sort of annoying myself more than anything with it. And then it was, well, you know, I think it was about 10 days, 10, 15 days before, I was like, well, how about I find a Nemo? So I ordered some stuff online, some more plywood and bits. And yeah, we made a Nemo.
That's cool. I mean, like you say, maybe what started off a bit of fun became more of a chore with you?
Yeah. Well, we don't think it. I mean, we had fun doing it. It's like, you know, I suppose it's like work, I suppose. But some people don't think work's work because they like it and they enjoy it. And
exactly.
That's what they like to do. So, yeah, it's one of them things, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So how did the puzzles work then? Because all I've seen is finding him.
So the riddles went on the Sturton by Stoke community page.
Okay.
Every day. And then, yeah, we did different puzzles. We did riddles. We did picture clues. We did semaphore, Morse code. Yeah, bit of all sorts.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. To give you ideas where he was, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. Right. Yeah. I never saw that bit. I only saw some pictures here and there.
Yeah, no, the actual post, that I posted on every day. If you type in, if you go back to the Sturton by Stoke page, you go on the search bit, you type in Wally on the Run, they're all on there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, so, no, I'll have a look
feel
at
free
that.
To have a read through, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's a nice thing. And how's the community sort of spirit?
Yeah, he's great.
Ended up with you. Yeah.
He's great at the minute, you know. I mean, we're getting a lot of positive comments from people. A lot of people appreciating it. You know, we've had someone actually that says to us they didn't have Facebook before Wally, and then Wally started hiding around. They got to hear about, we're posting it on Facebook, and they says to us, well, I have to join Facebook. So,
that's really nice.
It is, yeah. We like getting comments like that, and, you know, people posting photos online of them finding Wally. We had someone make a collage the other day with loads of photos of them finding Wally. It was really nice.
I mean, it's a lovely thing because, obviously, to get that little bit of exercise every day, a lot of people have been doing.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, get the kids out there.
Yeah, and it was the same for us as well. It was, you know, we need to get out and do some exercise, and it's that motivation, and that's initially what we did it for, was to encourage people to get exercise.
It's definitely good thing. And it's really nice that it's been positive for people. You know, you've enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, people think highly of you now, don't they? So,
yeah.
You're going to be up there now, though, Jason. So where are you going to go next? That's the problem.
I'll disappear into thin air next, yeah. I think it's someone else's turn next. We've done Wally, we're doing Nemo now, and then someone else can pick up the slack.
I think it's possible, though, isn't it? Because
that's it.
It's a nice thing. There's plenty of people out there that have got time, you know, and why not, say, a retired person, chip in.
Have a bit of fun with you. Yeah. I mean, if anyone's got ideas of anything they want hiding around the village, similar to sort of Where's Wally or Finding Nemo, we're happy to listen to them. And then we'll obviously get it drawn and,
Well, it's quite handy having an on-site artist then, isn't it?
It is, yeah, really. Although she only drew the one Wally, the red one, and I drew the blue one, and I drew Nemo as well. So we're both a bit arty, but it takes me a bit longer to draw than she does, because we draw it in pencil first, but she'll maybe rub a bit out once or twice. I rub it out about 10 times. And start again, so I get very frustrated when I draw, so that's why she does it.
That's never a good thing with art, is it? Shouldn't get stressed.
No, it's meant to relax you, but it doesn't me. It's like when goes wrong on the car.
Oh dear.
Thing to that,
I'm exactly saying, if I start to get stressed, I will put it down now. I've sort of like learnt my lesson. Can't do it, you've got to think of a way. And my wife's dead calm, and she's like, why don't you do this? That's a good idea.
Yeah
So that's good when you can bounce off each other like that.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good. Right, well, I only wanted to keep this short and sweet because, like I said to you, we want to show some of the photos, because I think that's the important bit. So thank you so much for your time, Jason.
No worries.
It's been really good. I think what you've done is really, really good. And
thank you.
You deserve all the credit for doing something for the community, mate. I think it's a lovely thing.
Thank you.
You take care and say hello to Emma for me.
Yeah, will do.
Okay, thank you very much, buddy.
Cheers.
Cheers, bye.